Here I am to worship by Michael Smith, 14 minutes past 4 o'clock. Changing Gear is the show that you are listening on Radio Veritas. Good news for a change. Father Cabell standing in for Father Brian, who's not here currently, but soon he'll be back. Remember that the topic that we are talking to you about is what has been happening recently in the country. We saw that the cultural and religious watchdog, the CRL Rights Commission, is finalizing currently a report recommending the parliament to regulate and govern the operation and conduct the religious leaders in the country. Now, it held a round table discussion in Johannesburg lately, and in which it raised concern over the psyche of the nation and how it is affected by the religious sector. We saw recently that several pastors have made international headlines in recent months over the use of controversial practices which they claim to heal, will heal their congregants. Even today, we remember that one pastor in Polokwane appeared in court today. On the line, we are having Father Mpulelo Qumtu from the Diocese of Mtata. Good afternoon, Padre.
Hey, good afternoon, Father. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Good, thank you. Good afternoon to your listeners as well.
No, thank you very much. The topic that you're talking about today is just a follow-up of what has been happening in the country. In the light of what has been happening, the commission chairperson, Metoko Mkwanazi Kaluva, says the nation is becoming too accepting of strange practices that has been happening lately in the country. And she said, she says that the country has become kind of too religious. Those were the sentiments of the chairperson. Now, what is your opinion on this statement made by the chairperson of the Commission of CRL, Father Mpulelo?
Thank you very much, Father, and once more, good afternoon to your listeners at home. You would understand that the Commission itself now is concerned with the issue of regulating religious practices by churches, and this comes, at the time, well, this is informed, by a couple of issues that have taken place, those that you have mentioned, the main others. So, the commission then has a duty to kind of put some regulations around this matter. So, the second then, I think, was concluding or kind of giving a conclusive word around this issue, but it is a very broad issue with a couple of dynamics, and it can be narrowed to a few factors. But maybe if we can consider two angles. Firstly, the churches have to have an independent stand, when they're executing their function as spiritual entities. But the very same independent stand is what has brought a lot of controversy, where you see pastors, engaged, or engaging in activities that, some of them, are inhumane, so to say, and some of them are quite shocking. So how do we then, as churches, especially as church leaders, carry our function, without fear and favor, but at the same time without abusing that religious liberty or religious freedom that we're supposed to be having? I think these are the questions that are in our minds now, and these are the questions that should be in our minds as spiritual leaders. And from this, then, the commission, wants to put, direction, and they want to give direction on how churches should function. But can the commission do that without infringing on the rights of the churches to be independent bodies? So it is quite a tricky situation where a clear balance must be struck. We understand where the commission comes from, because I mean we're also against the abuse of research practices, but at the same time, you know, we need to be cautious of the fact that churches can easily be dictated to by the by the commission, or in this case, you know, by the government itself, to say, look, you cannot do this, you can do this. So it is a tricky situation in that way, Father.
Indeed, it is quite complex, this situation, and we are told that this commission, since last year, or 2 years back, has been started with this process of trying to investigate this what you call the I may call it kind of abuses in terms of religion and so on. How do you think this will ever how is going to challenge or affect the Catholic Church, because it's one of the mainstream line churches that we have? Should the government regulate religion?
It will have implications, but those implications are in a way now that we are going to see a government, you know, that is, you know, putting direction, or that is giving directions to the churches, because it wants to protect the citizens. Because the government would like to protect its people from, you know, being abused by church leaders or by church practices. So that is the position of the government, or that is where they are coming from. But at the same time, then, we need to be clear ourselves as church leaders and as churches, and we need to purify our intentions and also purify our actions. I mean, you look at the whole question of the healing ministry that the church is engaged with, you know, and the processes that go with the healing ministry, and we realize that, you know, look, we mean well, we really mean well, and we're always encouraged, you know, to do things, you know, within the confines, you know, of the church, or within the traditions of the church. So yes, you know, this has got effect. This will have, you know, some kind of implications, you know, to the churches. But I think a church like ours, who has a rich history and a rich heritage, you know, of liturgical practices, and a rich and a deep, you know, heritage of a healing ministry, you know, we should not be fazed, because we know what to stand for, and we know what we want to achieve, and we know, you know, what we are doing, you know. Whenever we exercise our ministry, we exercise it, you know, from a deep sense of conviction, you know, from our faith. And this is the faith that we understand, the faith that we teach, and the faith that we practice. So, yes, you know, as a church, like any other churches, will be affected by, you know, any stringent rules from the commission. But a church like ours really should not be too worried about such, because There's a lot of clarity, and we have a well-established, you know, healing ministry in the church, which is supposed to be explained and exposed and unveiled to our people, so that they understand that within the circles of the Catholic Church, you know, there is healing, you know, there is healing, and people can be helped from our own tradition. They don't need to go outside, because now when they are stepping outside of the fold, they are rendering themselves vulnerable. You know, they need to stick around, if I may use that language. They need to stick around and explore what the church can offer, you know, in terms of healing. Explore what the church can offer, you know, in terms of reconciliation, you know, in terms of, you know, wellness, in terms of spiritual wellness, and in terms of, you know, the warfare against the evil and against the dark forces.
Yeah, interesting indeed, Father Mbulelo. I'm talking to Father Mbulelo Qumtu from the Diocese of Witbank, as we are unpacking this, the report that very soon it will be a talk of the town, where people will be asked the opinion with regard to should a religion be regulated. And you mentioned it has been clear that lately we saw several pastors were made headlines recently, using dooms, using snakes and so on, and we also, another thing that is coming up, what I think is one of the findings which was made by this by the commission, that is the whole idea they are trying to investigate and understand further issues surrounding the commercialization of religion and traditional healing. Now, in your own situation, in the context where you are, is it a serious concern also? Maybe have you come with, or have you met people who said, look, I went to this particular church, they gave me this and that. Did you have a personal contact with people who went to, or who maybe came to you, or to somebody that you know who had experience of these other churches?
Yes, Father. You know, we come across those people, you know, pastoral work. You know, I came across them, you know, in a parish where people, you know, had this, you know, deep desperation in them. Mm-hmm. You know, the need, you know, for something that would call something magical. You know, people in need of something magical. You know, they need of something, you know, extraordinary, you know. And sometimes they feel that, you know, the church processes or our liturgies are dull, and that our liturgies, you know, are not addressing their healing needs or their need for healing. So they went out. They go out and search for these for these healing interventions from other churches and other pastors. And the results really are devastating. The results are devastating, as you have mentioned, a couple of incidents. The results are devastating because, I mean, people are abused because they are desperate. Mm. You know, people are in need of this healing. They're in need of this, you know, touch or whatever that is offered by these churches and these pastors. And because of that, I mean, they end up being abused, you know. I mean, if a pastor tells, you come to a pastor and say, look, for example, you know, I need, I'm not feeling well. And the pastor will touch maybe your tummy and say, you know, look, there are frogs inside of you. And then, you know, here is a doom. You know, let me treat these frogs. Let me kill these frogs by this doom. I mean, a person who is desperate and who has been having stomach aches for some time, will believe that they are frogs inside his or her tongue. And will believe the pastor when the pastor says, look, the intervention is for you to drink Dettol, for example, for us to cleanse you from these frogs that are ravaging you. So there's this deep, you know, desperation. There's desperation from our people. And also lack of understanding or lack of knowledge and the lack of, you know, formation on what the church can offer. Because, I mean, the church is very rich in terms of what it can offer, you know, as a healing, you know, intervention. Perhaps then we need to talk more about that as well, so that our people are aware that there's no need for them to step outside of the church, you know, to search for this healing. Healing itself, you know, is integral in the life of the church.
Mm. So they should remain where they are, have faith in God, and also enjoy the graces which the sacrament of the church gives, so that they cannot have no misunderstanding. They should just relax. That's what you are saying, Father Mbulelo, on this topic.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, ongoing information is
important.
So important, and it's so crucial in this matter. That people, you know, need to be informed, you know, and people need to be informed, and, you know, people need to be taught, you know, about, you know, the processes of the church, especially in matters of healing. But at the same time, our parishes, you know, we need to come up with programs, you know, that reflect, you know, our concern for the people and for the entire being, that is the wellness of a person, in the form of, you know, maybe on a quarterly basis, you have healing services, have reconciliation, especially this time of Lent, you know, which is a season of grace, a season of healing, you know, and a season of, you know, going back, you know, to the Father's house. So, you know, we can, you know, use this a season of Lent, and also, you know, as a time for us to embark on this journey of healing. So maybe then we have a challenge also as parish priests, you know, to say more about the healing ministry of the church, to programize it, you know, and put programs in place so that people are able to go deeper and understand better, you know, this healing ministry of the church. So yes, you know, people must stick around, hold on to their faith, make use of the sacraments, make use of the divine presence of God in the sacraments, encounter Christ, who's ever present, you know, in the sacramental life of the church, and, you know, dedicate more time in understanding and appreciating what the church can offer.
Indeed, that is true, Father Mbulelo. I think for today we have to leave it here. Father Mbulelo will carry on some other time with the same topic. Thank you once again for your time. Hope that you'll enjoy this Lenten season very well where you are.
Thank you very much, Father, for having me, and thank you also to your listeners. And till we talk again.
Thank you very much, Father Mbulelo. Yeah, that was Father Mbulelo who just gave us his a very interesting opinion regarding the topic that we are talking about as a Catholic priest also on the same topic. We are going also to listen to have a conversation also from the commission itself where we'll be having the CEO, Mr. Edward Mavatsa. When we come back, we'll have that discussion as to what how far are they gone with regard to this topic.